Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Tender rotisserie chicken, nuggets, new from Boston Market. The real rotisserie taste you love and bite-sized pieces of perfection. Get your hands on a combo meal today. Boom.
Eric Sermon's coming out. I see him.
Word up.
You're quite hostile.
I got a right to be hostile.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Help me bring to the stage the Grand Master, the undisputed heavyweight of hip-hop, the Funk Lord. You know him as the Green Eyed Bandit. Ladies and gentlemen, the MC Grand Royal, Eric Sermon.
Mr. E-Double, the Funk Lord, goddamn. Yo, I'm swinging more shit than Tarzan. I freak the ill tactics, cause I'm a ghetto bastard. Some say my rap style is drastic. Wow. I tear the frame out the microphone. Daddy's home, the owner of the chrome. Yo, my concept is wicked. Even the wicked wits couldn't get with the switch, the ugly bitch. Time to reach my peak this week and rock an ill technique so y'all can freak out like sheep. The undercover brother from Brentwood. Yes, I'm doing awesome. They wanna see me call Steve Austin. For your protection, go sit in the R&B section for this session. Cause I'm real deal, boy, you better believe it. Words straight from the boondocks, aka the suburbs. Peace to the underground, where I create my sound. That's more dope than Spellbound. My time's up, so what the fuck, slouch? I'ma be back, but now I'm out.
Word up.
You're quite hostile.
And now, introducing the man with the flying transparent style on the planet. Straight from L.O.G.
From the north, I'm even less. I'm in the depth, making the world wanna take a deep breath. With the body boom fast, my paragraph betrays the human behavior in a psychopath. Ooh, I might lose my cool to break fool to pull out my get busy tools. I write like a mad journalist, the funk that's deeper than the bottomless split. The most beautiful thing in this world is my notion for murderous poetry, emotion, and the idiotic shit I come across. Won't release a chapter with explosive force. I'll push your head through the cracks of sanity and leave your brain doing a bit of purgatory. It's 96 degrees in the shade. Before I catch blood on my blade, I take my frustrations to the stage and get opened over stupid bumping, rubbing tracks. When I wrap my Jazzy pack like a laundromat, my contacts will wreck your whole concept. Cause my delivery is so complex. And I'm intergalactic on plastic with the super distinguished shit I kick. I'm high strung at the top of my lung with my tongue making hardcore niggas wanna get dumb. My dialogue comes straight from the slum. Damage to your medulla, cerebrum, and cerebellum. You got a crew, you better tell them.
You're quite hostile. Ladies and gentlemen, what you just witnessed is the incredible skills of Eric Sermon and Keith Murray coming to an album near you soon. This has been another Eric Sermon production.
You're quite hostile.
This is Jeff Stewart signing off, and until next time, saying,
you're quite hostile.
God damn!
This is a product of WBNN. This is Stand the Sticks Up by Clever One, one half of the Blues Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. On air now, from Lagos, Nigeria, dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Bong! As we hear, folks, we're here to discuss a few things this evening. You know what I'm saying? And I thought that this subject here is very important to society out here. And the topic is this. Are you a sentimental man? And does this affect the establishment of a firm, founded household? Are you a man who reminds people of sorrow, who reminds people of things that are delicate or things that are soft? You know what I mean? You know, you're always looking for a hug or a kiss or I love you a lot. You know what I'm saying? Now, is this good use for young children, your young ones, or the young people in your family? Do you utilize this for those people? You know, are these things good for you as a benefit? Or is this characteristic dangerous for you? Something that causes danger that's detrimental to your significance, whether it be your wife or whoever it is. You know what I'm saying? Your 15 baby moms, you know what I mean? Shorty around the corner, your coworker that you're fraternizing with, whoever. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is it? How do we identify these things, folks? And sad to say that it may be a slight chance that a greater percentage of us may be HSPs. HSPs, folks. Yes, I said HSPs. You know what I'm saying? And no, this is not profane acronym. HSP, folks, this is an acronym for highly sensitive person. Are you a highly sensitive person? And more than likely, highly sensitive people are commonly described as too sensitive. Or they people who overthink things, think too much. You know what I'm saying? Where these things can be, this characteristic can be a strength or challenges to you, folks. You know what I mean? And actuality, this terminology was first stated by a psychologist, a woman actually. Elaine Aaron is her name. And actually she has a book that she wrote in 1996 called The High Sensitive Person. You know what I'm saying? So the whole thing about this is we got to take a glimpse in this. You know what I mean? People who have this trait strike people as unsensitive, or they believe people should put more thought into things. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe they may just overthought it. And these may be signs of this personality. It may be. But you know what? This is what we're going to do, because I got special guests coming on tonight, folks, and we're going to warm it up for a minute, you know what I'm saying? Because we're going to get all the way into this, because we're going to go into all the causes of these things briefly, and then we're going to have some elaboration with my guests, you know what I'm saying? Brother O, could you bless us with a track, please?
I feel like Blondie, caught in the rapture. Rappers and those who try to offend me from false accusations they heard from Wendy. I'm in the game to play for those cats on the sideline calling me gay. And don't be the broads of niggas mad cause I'm bagging chicks that look as bad as jiggers and make seven figures, a rap icon. I'm the one kid in the biz that keep their eyes on me, Superman. I fell from the window. If I fly high, then why drive a Benzo and drive a lap?
and drive a Hummer, and driving something brand new this summer.
Tell them
the operator, I got your number. Don't act like I don't flow like water, call the plumber. Some trying to stop the E from getting large. I feel like the Beastie Boys are sabotage. In all five boroughs, I pissed on trees. I'm a dog, ask Rockwaller, please. And some fake cats, they talk behind me. A few A&R's saying they won't sign me, cause they see my face and think I'm done. Meanwhile, I'm the Black Leo, yes, the one. While they sign their brother or friend or their man that's supposed to blow, he's a no-show, and that's why the game is shut down. Every major player that's in it been changed around, but I'm still standing and got something to say. The boy is still here like LL and Dre. I sat down with Russell and Def Jam team. I sat down with Suge and Jimmy Iovine. I sat down with Sylvia, sat down with Tommy, sat down with Clyde Davis and no favors. I got with Kadar, and this might be my last hurrah. I'ma rock now until tomorrow. Some ask about EPMD's prognosis, but it won't happen till P gets focused. I won't be compared to Nas or Jada, but I'ma punish the game for its foul behavior. And y'all got it backwards. Those ain't real MCs, those is actors. Cast the fear factor. I agree with Missy. No creativity in the game no more. It's the same old bore. A few people in the biz know what's happening. The fans don't know. They think I'm platinum, cause they hear the record getting played 4,000 times on every station. The same time hating this job. If I'm over, explain how I do it. In 2001, I shut it down with music. If I'm whack, why in 2002? Yes, it's true, I made cats react. Source might not quote this here. It might not be nothing, but I wrote this here. Like Eminem said, you wanna be Eric Sermon, but you a generic version.
Let's go.
Alright, y'all, enough talk.
Let's talk.
Welcome to Chilltown, New York.
On the wheels is still blazing it up a little bit, you know what I'm saying? We on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Yo, those who listening in, dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you live by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Yo, we're back. And again, we were on this subject of the sentimental. Man, are you too sentimental? Are you over-sentimental, or are you not sentimental at all? So let's take a short glimpse. Real quick, because I want to bring my guest hosts involved in these things, but I want to just let you people know real quick that this thing, what causes this, is a variety of factors here, people. You know what I'm saying? Where it could be evolution involved in this thing, where let's take a look. Everything is homosexual now. These days, they just let everything go. Evolution, you know what I'm saying? This is where the evolution brought us to, folks. Everything is weird. Everything is metrosexual. Everything is tight. Everything is. Guys got makeup. They're getting their eyebrows plucked. You know what I'm saying? They wearing man beards, beard weaves. You know what I'm saying? Then you have environments where it may be too many women around all the time, too many kids, where you got to be, hey, little boo-boo, hey, little buddy, all day long, and you don't know how to turn that off. You know what I'm saying? Or it could be genetics, where your family, the men in your family, they just soft. You know what I'm saying? Soft. What I mean by that, soft like making a Gumby without no Gumby. You know what I'm saying? Gumby. And then there's early childhood experiments. You know what I'm saying? Experiences, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be whatever, deaths in the family, births of other siblings that you're jealous of, you know what I mean, smothered by women. But, you know, these are the things, that's what's going on out here. This is an evolutionary trait, folks, and it increases the likelihood of survival out here for people. Because guess what, folks? Guess what? HSPs are the lookout. These are the people with the binoculars. These are the watchmen. You know what I'm saying? These are the people looking out for potential predators or dangerous situations. You know what I'm saying? These, some of those things and some of the extreme, those are the good causes. But the extremities of these things are being on guard when there are no immediate threats know what I'm saying? This often results to anxiety and schizophrenia and all this type of other stuff. But, you know, if I must, I want to introduce a guest host, if I may, you know what I'm saying? And she is a senior host on this network. Her name is Antonia Batts. Antonia Batts, are you in the building?
I'm in the building, Club One. Thank you for introducing me.
How you doing tonight?
I'm living life, you know, living life as it should be according to my book of rules, but that doesn't mean my life is the standard way of life for everyone. So if I have anything good to offer, I'll share it.
So the thing is, what we got going on here is, are you the question to societies are the men, are the, you know, because we have to you know, safeguard the home, make sure the women and children are safe and well fed and are sheltered properly and correctly with cleanliness, you know what I'm saying, and just safety and security, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, as a woman, you know what I'm saying, a sentimental man, and is he too much? Is it too much sentimental? Being too much sentimental, is that too much, or is it? What do you think? Like, I got two questions. Do you have men like this in your family, or have you ever experienced, you know, taking the blame worthy suit from a self victimized man suffering from this characteristic? How would you experience an over sentimental man, Antonia?
Thank you for asking, Clev One. You know, in all reality, I usually come across standard men who try to feel as though that if they set a good standard, they may wound up with a good way of raising their children. Raise the boys as, you know, the standard traditional way is considered, and same for the girls. I've seen, not necessarily in my family as much, but some people who have went overboard, and unfortunately it caused a change in a lot of laws, because some children were unfortunately maybe bludgeoned or by, you know, a man whose sentimental ways and standards of living had just went overboard. But I've seen more men who have tried to set an example, who tried to make sure that they raise their sons to be people who will be products of growing into young manhood, and hopefully their daughters with the help of a female. So she can have a good, reasonable way of life. And as a result, it seems as though a lot of the men that I know have a tendency to try to feel their way through what they feel as though is a good, basic way of life for the children. But it doesn't go for all men.
Okay, that sounds heavy right there, you know what I'm saying? And real quick, you know, some of these men like this, you know, they'll have, you know, protection methods. Some of them have protection methods, you know, whether these are protecting themselves from triggers or just the fact that they don't want to take on the responsibility of, you know, kind of taking on the manly role. You know, they'll bring things down to softness or, you know, for their own protection, you know what I mean? Dumbing it down, you know, dumbing down the masculines, you know what I'm saying? Making things sentimental, you know what I mean? You know, where, you know, all right, group hug, where we about to go to war. No, it's not time for that. You know, we don't have time for a huddle while our eyeballs are sweating. We don't have time for that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we'll get into that momentarily, because I want to bring on my other guests, you know, involved in trying to get to the gritty, itty gritty, dirty, scum, bum, slum, of this. You know what I'm saying? Where we gotta find the truth to these things. So, you know what I mean? If we could, DJ Oatlaski, would you bless us, please, with some funks?
segundo.
Came a long way, took a long time, but I'm here right now. I thank God that I live about it. All you fake people ain't about it.
I seen destiny, I ran straight to it. Me and Cake is kissing cousins, I relate to it. The rhymes I was making had me on the ground like I'm Jamaican. You know Fred Flow follow me as I pray on them Creflo dollar. John's low gray on them retro holler. Mascala with the street talk, so rock, fed my ride wallets with police walk. So I talk what I've been through. I've been nice, shout to Eric Sermon, him too. BM Blue, ghost with the templates. Flow private, many can't see me like Sin Space. Pin embrace, clouds forming. Whether I'm right in my wrongs, know that I'm brainstorming. Storming, notice I said weather. Spread the godson, nobody can do it better. Yeah.
I came a long way, it took a long time, but I'm here. All you fake people ain't about it. All the money, all the music in the car. It takes work just to sit in its stars. King never take this from me. You king never take this from me. Take this from me, never take this from me. Take this from me, never take this from me. Take this from me, never take this from me. Take this from me, never take this from me.
As I start my conversation, middle finger up for those rappers who hatin', chasing. Boy, he's mask on, plus I'm on fire. This step cut Omar from the wire. 9 years so far.
What?
I was gone, but I didn't go far. I was sitting in my car, cause that's where I write at. The mind of a star, thirsty where my sprite at. I must set the bar. I'm drinking, thinking, there go the flow come. Make sure it's a hit, so my dough come. Make sure what I'm saying is a winner. So I keep repeating it like a sports center.
Yeah.
What I say, might have frozen. Shot him on the bench, motherfucker, Derek Rose him. He ain't a real street cat, somebody chose him. Fresh the guard, son, I'm east, you should have told him. Bye-bye.
I came a long way, it took a long time, but I'm here. You king never take this from me. Take this from me, never take this from me. Take this from me, never take this from me. Take this from me, never take this from me. Take this from me, never take this from me.
With the odds stacked against me and they sent me up to cell. Lied under oath and they sent me to jail. You was my only form of heaven in that midst of hell. Sent me pictures, kept me in tune with the outside world. I was bleeding, shit was thick, people thought I was rich. You sent me loose sweat, tooth, underclothes and kicks. Cleaning out my things, you find a letter, brought you to tears. But still, took my whole bed, every visit you was there. I came home, got focused, put down the clothes. Switched my numbers, got rid of them hoes. They even said I had a drug habit, hating bitch.
Really?
You can drug habit my dick,
bitch.
20 years going strong. So me without sin, you can cast the first stone. Scooter and Dolly May ain't raised no dummy. Word to Frederick Godson, you'll never take this from me.
I came a long way, took a long time, but I'm here right now.
Here right now, baby.
I thank God that I live about it.
Word.
All you fake people leave about fake it. All the money, it. All the music in the car.
All that.
Take work, that's just sitting in it. King never take this
never
from me.
Never take it from me.
You king never take this
you
from
never
me.
You never reach down to my soul and take this away from me. Me.
Take this
never,
from me.
Baby.
Never take this
word
from
up.
Me. Take this from me. Never take this from me. Take this from me.
Never
take this from me.
Keith Murray, Eric Sermon. Praise the God, son.
Ariana.
We can do this forever and ever. You'll never take this from me. Only body can take this from me is myself. And I ain't gonna do that. We gonna stay focused. Each one teach one. Word. Peace.
Oh, man. DJ Olaz Ski. With the Quakers, man. With the Quakers, man. We out here rocking, man. Clev One in the building, you know what I'm saying? Yo, we back, and we got Sticks and Bricks with us, you know what I'm saying? Yo, we live on air, again, live goes Nigeria, We got it popping. People, dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Yo, check it out. Now that we back, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to clear the air with some of a few things. So we're going to have a few different elaborations. Y'all heard that from our senior guest host, Antonia Batts, you know what I'm saying? But I want to bring on another special guest host, you know what I'm saying? Verily, this is a very entertaining individual, you know what I'm saying? A very close friend of mine, you know what I'm saying? And luxuriously as she is, you know what I'm saying? I would like to bring on Miss Amina. She said what? Thompson. Amina, she said what? Thompson, are you in the building?
What's up, baby?
What's going on with you, goddamn it? So as you see,
you know,
I'm having a bit.
You know, this is my favorite topic.
Yeah, so listen, first of all, before you get started, you know what I'm saying, let everybody know who you are and what you got going on, because I want you to elaborate on this very clearly. So just let the people know who you are real quick, you know what I'm saying?
I'm a comedian, straight up aggressive woman that straight to the point that sometimes I can be offensive. I have a podcast radio show called She Said What. I'm putting together, along with Clever, this fabulous, amazing master class October the 1st, which can be watched virtually or either in person. And I'm straight to the point. You might get your feelings hurt.
You heard that. So check this out, right? I got two questions for you. You know, I got two questions for you. And because we're talking about the sentimental man here, and is this detrimental? Is this causes him to have problems establishing a firm household, a foundation of a firm household? You know what I mean? Does this cause problems? Is this strengths, or does these cause problems? Do you have men like this in your family, or have you ever experienced a man like this with these characteristics, such as a self-victimizer or anyone suffering from this type of condition?
Well, if you ask me, as far as my family, do I have any? If I had any men like that,
Tell me what you want to do, because we want to know. We need to know.
I don't want to be disrespectful, because I love homosexuals, you know, for me. But from my reading, you know, some people might not be educated. You know, you have four type of men's personalities, and this man's personality that you're talking about is considered a gamma. And a gamma is a man that is sensitive and very which some women wouldn't want, because he's a man that's not going to be argumentative. He's going to be that man and be like, okay, boo, you know, it's all right. So a person might assume that by him being very unargumentative, that he might be gay or he might be weak, but that's his personality. But to me, I think the reason why there are a lot of and there's a high percentage of men, from my opinion and my socializing with some of them, that they're very, very sensitive and very weak. And the reason why my assumption is that maybe because they were raised by a woman. So when you're raised by a woman, you have more of that emotional, instead of being like an Adam, because, you know, Adam wasn't born with a heart. You know, Adam came straight from clay. You feel me? So by him not being born with a heart, that's why sometimes men can be very, you know, disrespectful, cold-blooded, no heart, heartless. Women, we're more soft, and we're more apologetic. So when you're raised by a woman and you don't really have a man in the household, you tend to gravitate to the dresses instead of the pants, because especially if your mom is wearing dress in the heels, you're being raised by a mother, and then your mother's telling you how a woman wants to be treated. If she's a woman that knows how a woman or her son should treat a woman. But for me, I just feel that in today's society, there's a lot of, matter of fact, I was talking to a guy the other day, And he got upset with me because I sent him videos of my master class, and he told me, you don't be sending me nothing like that. So I snapped back at him, and he said to me, well, you know what? Don't call me no more. Instead of saying, listen, sis, you know what? My bad. So there's a lot of tight ball men. A lot of men penises and balls are tight. Yep, a lot of them.
Oh, you hear this, folks? We got tight penises and balls out here. So get the A cups. Get the A cups off your balls, gentlemen. You hearing this from the women? This is not coming from Clev One, because I will get in your face like Mike Ditka. I will get in your face like Pete Rose and kick dirt on your sneakers. You know what I'm saying? But after this, folks, check this out. Hold that thought, because this is getting real spicy here. So what we're going to do is, yo, we're going to bless him with a track. You know what I mean? Brother O, DJ Olasky is going to bless him with the track, and we'll bring on some callers maybe. DJ Olasky, you got something hot on the press for us?
Yeah, my little boy. Eric Sermon and
Thunder Paul.
Yeah. 1, 2.
How y'all feel out
this
there?
This is real. New York, stand up. Hocus pocus.
What's that?
No, this. Squads in here.
How y'all feel out there?
Right.
Just back again with a 1-2 in the baseline. I'm bound to win, so up, it feels good, don't it? Rock the spot, won't it? We're doing this early, this hip-hop thing. Underground, my sound, my style I bring. My beats came up in here and cab my feet. They hit his beat in the club. Okay, that's love. And now I rock spots and pump it like drugs for them so-called thugs. Me, I'm low-key, laid-back type of fellow. When the spot get hot, I keep it Carmelo. So watch the Nuggets.
Yeah.
Something brand new from E-Dub. That's bound to bub. But I don't care if I don't get one spin. I gives a
what?
Like Lil John and them.
How y'all feel out there?
It's a new sound in town, you heard it first. This here make you stomp in Atlanta. Walk in L.A., two-step in Chicago. Chicken head in St. Louis. In New York, man, we do what we do.
Everything brand new.
Side Scott, what up? Hold it down while I get my dance on, my b-boy stance on.
Hey, yo, DJ, turn the record up one time. The Watch Thugs 1 and 2 step and love slide. My squad landslide like mud slide. Can't side. When I move, you move synchronized. Say what? Double and Scott don't play. We keep it live all day till it stay jammed inside your playlist all day.
How y'all feel out there?
That's the echo, not talking about clothes, this come from flows. 40 G's of pop, that come from shows. Constant screaming, that come from hoes. Keep my squad hard as Brillo. Chris, Pop, Kai, Sai, Unique, and Pillow. T-H-O-T,
and the R-E-D.
And Keith Murray, now y'all feel me.
How y'all feel out there?
Giving them that pure and pristine hip-hop from its authenticity, you know what I'm saying? And we're back, you know what I'm saying, with more bricks and more sticks, you know what I mean? We got some callers on the line, you know what I'm saying? Caller one, you're in queue. Who are you and who you calling from?
Hey,
Clev One. How are you? This is Commissioner of WBNN, Dr. Chinchilla J, and I'm enjoying your show and your guests, Antonia Bass and Amina, she said what. And I would like to congratulate you, Clev One, on your WBNN all-time connection record with your third consecutive as newbie with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer, Darlene Lawrence. Congratulations, Clev One. Keep up the good work.
Oh, my God. I'll thank you so much. You know what I'm saying? That is Lady Chinchilla J, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You know, the fabulous Chinchilla J. You know what I mean? I appreciate the whole WBNN. You know what I'm saying? You heard that, folks. You know what I'm saying? Clev One is coming for trophies and championship belts. Oh, but guess what? Check this out. We got a next caller. Caller 2, UNQ, you know what I mean? Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up, nephew? You speaking to the Magic Man Haru, but that's my pen and stage name, but my tribal name is Haru Bakatun. Right now, y'all getting it in. First of all, congratulations, man. Congratulations.
Uh-oh. It's the Ebony Elvis, y'all. You understand that? The Ebony Elvis is in the building. You feel me? Y'all better be careful when y'all hear this man. Hold up. We gotta get a spot check on this individual here, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Uncle Oni in the building.
Man, bro, you're a trailblazer from the start, man. Keep raising the bar. Congratulations. You know, much respect.
Oh, man.
To the Hall of Fame nominated Antonia Bass and peace and divine blessings to Amina. Look, let me get in on this subject if you don't mind right quick.
Yes, sir.
A lot of women want a sensitive man until it's time to defend her honor. You understand? And some guys can be a little too sensitive. Now, as far as some men who's living the gay lifestyle, keep in mind, and this is one of the first rules when it comes to warfare, hand-to-hand combat and mind-to-mind combat. You don't underestimate any man.
That's right.
That's the first thing you don't do, okay? And just keep in mind that person's still a man. I don't give a damn how much you want to switch and how feminine he might want to act. He's still a man, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's my $9.99 on that, man. But anyway, congratulations. I definitely wanted to, you know, get my chime in, man, and let you know that Ark is listening. Hey, look, I'm the host of We Will Aware You, and I'll be coming with my third and final advancement for this particular subject, which is Mission Planet Earth, and I'll be speaking about the fallen ones. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The divine truth about triune beings. That'll be this month, the 22nd of this month at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, okay?
That's right. We gonna be checking for that. You know what I'm saying? You already know, man. We in orbit. We are in orbit for that, folks. So, yes, that is Uncle Haru Bakatun, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? AKA the Magic Man and all the rest of them identities that he got, you know what I mean? 15 of them, you know what I'm saying? So, but we going to get back to on this subject because, Beverly, folks, you heard this. You heard this from solidified people and their comments on these things. And unfortunately, folks, these are things that we cannot treat or cure. Beverly, we are subject to understand better with a clear thought of what it is, you know what I'm saying, if not anything else, you know what I'm saying? If not anything else. And, you know, the examples of these roles, you know what I'm saying, you know, the unqualifications for these roles, of course, is, you know, sports coaches, of course, military ranking officers, of course, bodyguards or security, of course, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, sometimes, and you know, unfortunately, lines of protection for your friends and your family. Well, more importantly, your family, then your friends, then et cetera. You know what I'm saying? So these are the unqualified roles of this kind of individual. The qualified roles for this individual is more so like maybe a man nanny or maybe a daddy daycare instructor or maybe a nurse. You know, nurses is cool. You know what I'm saying? You know, nursemen, they cool. They always friendly. They always go to lunch with the women and all that kind of stuff. Then they make all, you know, the fat and ugly women feel good about themselves. You know what I'm saying? Boom. Then, or you got a fashion designers or things like that. Or friends of women who have no relationship, meaning you're a lonely man, you don't have no woman. So you just hang with, oh, y'all having a party, oh, y'all be there. Oh, y'all having a day candy, and I'll be there. You're having a barbecue, I'll be there. You know what I'm saying? But you never come with anyone. You come with gifts, but you don't come with anyone. So let's take another look at a glimpse of these things, you know what I'm saying? Take another track, and then we'll see if some callers is on. And then we'll bring back the guests, because we want to kind of bring these things to some type of closing. Brother O, can we get a track real quick? I'm jamming.
Yeah! Dr. Zoller? Hi.
One.
Yeah, I'm out my zone. I'm on the block now, best stop hooking with Roger with deep with crazy bones. I'm on the block now, sitting something on black with a big gun, biggest tigger. You bitch niggas is crying rivers, who pulling triggers? You? Yeah, you suffer than the pillow. You a swinging motherfucker, I call you Diggy Gorilla. I been getting money too, I been working with 7-0 since you was home with your buddies and playing with superheroes, man. Super, I got that green man kryptonite. Yeah, and I got it too up in my eyesight, so I can see right through you, you fake it and funny paper. But I'm an MJG, call me Tony Draper. And I ain't even biz, but niggas is catching papers.
I ain't even let go and already I'm seeing haters.
I can understand why you niggas is so angry, cause I'm doing it strangely. Can you blame me?
I guess they figured I was soon getting money, man. Ain't nothing changed, I'm a fool with my hustle game.
Why am I still getting here?
Why they getting here?
I'm still getting here.
I guess they figured I was soon getting money, man. Ain't nothing changed, I'm a fool with my hustle game.
Why am I still getting here?
Why they getting here?
I guess they thinkin' that I was a flop, never in the play. Hate for the cops, but the nigga just give up. They follow the shape, get the model, my style, it sound like crayon. I get paid, you stupid bitches really got me fucked up. Poetic upload, the muscles, I flex muscle, what's up? About my skills, I would kill somebody. That's my right alignment, they gotta steal my property. Believe I got skill enough to fill my pocket. Believing I'm finna show all of them niggas, I real, not rocky. Murder, they change for my money, man. Nigga, this ain't no funny game. I make a little scene, I'm really the deadliest nigga, you niggas have heard. I hit them with fire so hot, I burn ya. They thought I fell off, I figured with this one verse, I would learn ya. Too short, don't be too giddy, why the getting is good. Nigga better believe it was understood, cause back in the hood, I knew that I could, so I knew that I would. Let them all know it ain't nothing to it, nigga just get down, then I do it.
I guess they figured I was through with getting money, man. Ain't nothing changed, I'm a fool with my hustle game.
Why am I still getting it?
Why they getting it?
I'm still getting it.
I guess they figured I was through with getting money, man. Ain't nothing changed, I'm a fool with my hustle game.
Why am I still getting it?
Why they getting it?
I'm still getting it.
Went to sleep, broke. Woke up rich. Got my weed breaking up like 3-6. Yeah. Bro bitches fuck with me, they say I stay on my G shit. Keep my name in them out, get love in the South. You swear young nigga what a big crick. Go. Look around, I'm the best in my district. Go. God gave me life, look at my ticket. Go. So don't call my motherfucking phone if it ain't by no business. Cause I ain't here saying shit to the lieutenant. Riding around with my affiliates. I don't trust nobody though. In love with that cat money. What? Bitch ain't see from how to grow. Shorty got that wet. This sign is slow. It's going down, Geronimo. Bitch, you see that too though. Big boss on me, you go. I don't boss, nigga, I G-stroke. D4GMCO. Plan to win, but I landslide. Blood all in my eye. My G's rapping at 5 and then where we at. It's live. We back in the major way. Unstoppable. Like Kobe, watch me fade away.
I guess they figured I was somewhere getting money, man. Ain't nothing changed, I'm a fool with my hustle game.
Why am I still getting it?
I guess they figured I was through with getting money, man. Ain't nothing changed, I'm a fool with my hustle game.
Why am I still getting it?
Why the getting is good?
Yeah,
I'm still
Oh my goodness, man, we killing it out here, man. Brother O, you know what I'm saying? You making me want to drag race down Broad Street, you know what I'm saying? Catch all the lights like that, you know what I'm saying? But we live from Lagos, you know what I'm saying? People, dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, you know what I'm saying? We got to call a 3 in queue. Who we got speaking? Who are you and where you calling from?
Would that be me?
Calling you there? Yo.
Is that me?
Yeah, it's you. Who's this?
Hi, you. Hi, me. Hey, Clef One. It's Ava Holly. How are you?
Uh-oh, it's Ava Holly, one of the divas of the network. Yes. Yes,
I got to say
yes.
Congratulations. Congratulations on your all-time connection record, third one. Woo-hoo.
Oh man, I appreciate it, man. Did you hear this? I'm hearing this from all the decorated veterans of this network. You hear this, ladies and gentlemen? So Ava,
you are doing a great job.
Let me ask you real quick while I got you on here. So as far as the sentimental man, do you have men like this in your family, or have you ever experienced being with a man or you have any friends like this that suffer from this characteristic here?
You know, when you speak about it like that, I can't think of anyone in particular with that just one particular area that you're talking about. And it just brings me back to saying that, you know, if you can find balance in those areas where you have the masculine side, the tender side, if you can find that balance, and it goes for women too. You know, I think that's the best way. And we don't all grow up with that. We have to either learn that or find that or, you know, experience that. So I think, you know, when it becomes to be a one-sided thing is where there's kind of a push me pull you going on. So that's my thought, that, you know, you've got to try to, and I think, and I've said this before in other shows, as we get older, we get wiser, we learn different things, we behave differently. And, you know, that's where we start soul searching and looking for things to make our lives better and find that balance and not be one-sided, whether it's a tough man side, whether it's a tough woman side, whether it's gay, straight, you know, whatever. I still think there needs to be a balance, you know.
Right.
So that's my take on
it. Right. Yeah. So real quick, you know what I'm saying? Can you let the people know, you know what I'm saying? When's your next show? And, you know, what can we expect coming
my
up next with Paddle and Press?
My next show is the 28th of September. We don't have the guest lined up yet, but I'm working on several different things. So stay tuned for that. And Brother O will also keep us posted online with that. And it's Ava's Casual Chat, 9:30 p.m. as always. And I just want to congratulate you and say what an outstanding job you are doing. Love you.
Love you too. Appreciate you. Yeah, and you heard that, folks. That's one of the divas of the network. You know what I'm saying? Ava Holly. You know what I'm saying? Do we have any callers in queue?
Well, we're going to get right back to our guest right now. And, of course, man, what a wonderful show. Let's get it.
All right. So, look, check this out. You know what I mean? So we heard these things. And, you know, so Antonia, if we can still got Antonia Batts in the building, you know what I'm saying? What can you elaborate on any of these things as far as these examples of a rose? As far as, you know, what do you think? Like, who would you rather have coaching your sports teams, or who would you rather have leading the ranks of the military? Who would you rather be the security? You know what I'm saying? Like, how does the women actually feel?
Antonia Bass is in the building, and
yes.
I'm glad you asked me, more so because I come from a line of family members who are male, who had a variety of those things involved with their lifestyles, and I got a chance to observe. Speaking from the standpoint of the military point of view, you know, I had a few siblings who were military-oriented men. My father, same thing. That don't mean that they have all of the answers, but at least they had an opportunity to see other men, whether they're good or bad, in action in order to keep, hopefully keep things in their lives or, you know, or influence the lives of maybe some other persons or person's children as they may have been, you know, it's a cycle. And as far as the sports piece, I, you know, had a relative or two or three who dabbled in sports. And what I look for in a coach, for example, or a person who is supposed to be a representative, whether if they're there or not, on the same path of where we need to go and understanding what to look for in a sports representative, would be someone who not necessarily know how to badger anybody or criticize, but be honest about what they can correct in that person's life, what they feel as though that person needs in order to make the next step up, and still be firm with it. Let them understand. You heard of tough love. You can have tough love and not be brutal, but you need to have tough love. So they'll understand that the opposition, the people that you're going to compete against, field or in the gyms or whatever, they are not going to be sweet to you. They're not going to cut you a break because in that field of competition, it can sometimes get crazy. So, you know, what Ava said, it was correct about you have to have somebody who understands both sides of the coin. You know, if you want respect as a representative or person leading a bunch of persons in a field of sports, whether they're 15 or 50, like as in baseball, you know, that approximate age of, it has pretty much had sports players up to that age, you have to be what is stood for what is the right thing to do, not the macho thing. Not the sweet, soft, oh, I understand your side of the story. You have to find a happy medium. And,
right.
By the way, how are you, Amina, you know, of the event that she's about to have? I have to get it together because I haven't heard from her in a while. But that's good.
Yes, yes,
but,
yes,
yeah,
yes.
So,
and Amina Thompson,
right,
Amina Thompson, are you still in the building?
I'm hanging in here.
All right, so check this out, right? You know, because this is what I want to know, because you already know me. Like, I'm a person that's, you know, listen, I body slam coaches, you know what I'm saying? You know, I curse at umpires, you know what I mean? You know, I do all kinds of things, you know what I mean? I fight other trainers on the other side of the ring. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? That's me as a coach. You know what I mean? But the whole thing is, that ain't everybody. So, Amina, tell me, please, what is your outlook on this? What is your outlook on where do you stand? What do you prefer in the man? How do you feel?
Well, first of all, it's not even about what I feel. It's how a man is developed. That's the thing. You have to realize a lot of time women, and what the guy was saying earlier, it's not about, this has nothing to do with leadership. This has to do with a personality. Most women want to be the man anyway in the relationship. So when you get a man that you are taking care of, you strip him from his responsibilities. So that makes him weak. That makes him become very lazy. You know, he feels I don't have to do anything. He's not really a fighter. So for me, it's not that I want a man that's weak or strong. I want a man that's God-fearing, and I want a man that's respectfully going to respect me and that's going to honor me. So women and men they're not honored. So when you say weak, you know, it depends on, he could be a person that get high. You know, it's all about his characteristics. This has nothing to do with leadership. This is about a man that is very sensitive, and just because he's sensitive doesn't mean he can't be a leader. But for me, in today's society, I don't meet a lot of strong men. You feel me? I meet a lot of timid and a lot of men that have a lot of personal problems with women, and then they take it out on the present women, just like women do with men. So when you say, you know what I mean, what I want, I just told you what I want. The prayer. Yeah. That's why people got to come out to this class.
Yeah.
So you can pray for your husband and your wife.
Well, listen, check this out. Hold that thought, right? Because we're gonna get into some music, you know what I'm saying? We can get into a track. Track next by international internet legend, Brother O.
Shit.
Yeah.
Make room, God.
Yep.
Pardon me. Peace, King. Pardon me, God.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Hey. Here we come, y'all.
Hey.
Here we come. Shit.
Hey,
Sermon, I got this, God. Shit. If you sitting on that money, how the fuck you gon' grow?
Huh?
If you always on your block, how the fuck you gon' blow? If I aim this nine at you, where the fuck you gon' go? Up close, one shot at testing store show.
Yeah.
D-Block coming through, tell him make a hole.
Coming through.
10 bottles, fireworks, tell him make it glow.
My father,
that
club.
Been 10 large, laying on the floor.
Yeah.
Dice game, 50 large, laying on the floor.
Woo.
Fuck around, everything you eat through a straw. Stupid nigga, never pillow talk with a hoe. My best before any clothing line out the door.
Okay.
Then I do the Louis.
And what?
Then I do that Gucci. Take your bitch, Instagram me, eating out a coochie.
See me?
Jump out that coupe. Army fatigue. Since the Benjamins, I've been out your league trying to cop those colossal size Picasso.
When you see me in the spot, make room, make room. A million D coming through, make room, make room. Let them shits come through, make room, make room. Cause my niggas right there, make room, make room.
Here we come, yo. 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 Here we come, yo.
Me and my niggas cheat, the homie Joel Ortiz, my roadie, my nigga Doc, together we run the street. I'm hungry, we gon' eat like a buffet, and when the food digests, blah, here come the gunplay. You looking like a bitch right now, up on the runway, you praying with your knees on ground, like a Sunday, amen. God bless ya, ambulance for stretchers, all this shit just be happening when I apply pressure. Catch him in his crib while he laying on the sofa, hit him in his Maybach, lay him on the sofa.
Yeah.
Too late, homie, to reach for your toaster. Lighten up, motherfucker, Sam Sosa.
Yeah.
I do this, man, cause I'm supposed to. Got women around, boy, because I'm dope. Since Bishop is gone, the industry's useless. You ain't seen nobody since E, this ruthless. Nah.
When you see me in the spot, make room, make room. A million D coming through, make room, make room. Let them shits come through, make room, make room. Cause my niggas right there, make room, make room.
Yeah.
Here we come, yo. 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 Here we come, yo.
Light a switch and grab a bottle of liquor. My condo got a concierge, but I'm a project nigga. Made some change, but ain't change. I lane change in a Jeep with the doors off and the Air Max dangling near the street. Yeah, 38 laying under the seat. Them shell cases come with me, but them bullets y'all niggas keep. Yeah, I hear niggas saying they play for keys. Well, see, I ain't playing at all if I wasn't playing these beats. Homie, I be playing that block. You play around and get shot, but come kidding, playing them partner. Be dancing until you drop. Yeah, I ain't worried about nothing.
Nah.
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
Nah.
Keep a stable full of them horses, so I'm never worried about nothing. Yeah. And I ride around with them goons that I fire rounds at buffoons out of machines that I make what you fire sound like balloons popping. Let's get it popping. I'm in that mood. Get the fireworks sparkling and make room.
Make room. When you see me in the spot, make room. Make room. A million D coming through. Make room. Make room. Let them shits come through. Make room. Make room. Cause my niggas right there. Make room. Make room. Here we come, yo. 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 Make room, make room.
Yo. You hear this, man? We out here, man. We listen, man. We got more bricks, more sticks, and we checking satellites right now, man. You hear Brother O on the wheels are still out here, man. Check this out, though. We got more callers. Caller 5, you in Q. Who are you and where you calling from?
Peace and blessings, Brother Claire, and congratulations on your record. This is Sister Bessie the Truther.
Sister Bessie, yes. One of my favorite women in the whole entire planet. Yes. How are you this evening?
I'm doing just fine. I'm enjoying your show and I'm enjoying your guests. I have a poem that I wrote a while back. concerning this subject.
Oh my goodness. Here we go. Here we go getting spicy.
The poem is called, all right. The poem is called I Am That Woman. I am your woman that you deserted. I am Newt of Kemet with the stars in my body. I am your mother. I am your sister. I am your wife. You came from my womb. I nursed you. I was your beginning. I was called Lucy, the first woman. My name is Maya Angelou. I am Queen Nani. I am Makita Queen Sheba. I am Rosa Parks. I am Betty Shabazz. I am Ida B. Wells. I stood up for you. I gave my life for you. I'm the slave woman that got raped to keep you alive. And you disgraced me. You disrespect me. And you made me a whore in your music. You destroyed the beautiful soul of me. All around the world, I'm looked at as filth. Because you didn't love me enough to call me your queen. I'm the one who has been there since the beginning of time. Now you desire another race. And now I'm gay because you didn't love me. The earth is filled with my pain and my tears. Abandon me, you have. My father, my brother, my husband, my lover, my king, black man. I am your woman. You deserted.
What the hell? Yo, we about to go out with, yo. We got, fellas, did you hear this here? Sister Bessie on the stage, blazing it up, you know what I'm saying? Giving us bars out here. Giving us bars. You hear that? Yo,
yes,
that was beautiful.
Yes, can I
and
say
very,
this?
And very, very, very admiring, very admiring. Yo, this is this stuff here, I'm going to tell you, you're quite an influence to me. I'm a man with the rhymes, and you're quite an influence, Sister Bessie, you know what I'm saying? The
yes.
men needed that. We need
yes,
it because
bro.
We need to know that women appreciate us and we can't be acting like them. You know what I'm saying? We got to be us.
Yes, and I wanted to just say another thing. We have Adam and Eve in the garden as it was a program with the pastor early this week. The man was made. He was given the law. But he turned around and said, you gave me that woman, and she's the one that caused me to eat the fruit. But when you look at it, the man had the law first. And
right.
I just want to say, the women are made to be beside you, not underneath you as a slave.
Mm.
We are there to support you as our husband, our father's kings. So, we are beside you, not beneath you, my brother.
You heard that, y'all. That was Sister Bessie, man. I'm about to flush myself down the toilet, y'all, because after hearing that. You understand this? Check this out, man. But I appreciate you, Sister Bessie. You know what I'm saying? Could you tell the people when the next time we're going to hear you? When is your show?
Yes, my show is on the 16th. This month, and it's called The Front Porch. I'm Sister Bessie Drutha. Love
that you, was Sister Bessie, y'all. Thank you. That was Sister Bessie, y'all. Yo, and it seems like we have more callers in queue. Next caller, who are you and where are you calling from? Next caller. Are you,
there?
You
live on air? Caller,
hello.
There we go. All right, here we go.
How you doing? This is our lady Laureate on the call from Charlotte. How are you? I had to pimp call in the show. Love Claire Foyne when you said, oh, no callers in the queue. But I'm loving the show. But Sister Best, oh, my God, all the queens tonight. And
fire,
oh, honestly,
fire, fire.
So,
it's fire. It's lit. It's spicy tonight. It's very Cajun.
Sorry, but words. Anything that was coming to me, I was going to say, she just blew me away. That poem was just on point. Oh, my God. I love it. I love it. I love it. And God bless you for sharing that piece because it was a reminder. It is a reminder. always be a grinder.
So look, let me ask you real quick while I got you on here, you know what I'm saying? Real quick. Do you have any men like this in your family? Or do you do you experience this, you know, as a woman dealing with men?
When I first was thinking about the question, I was like, no. But then Ava Holly said it so good. She summed it up because it's like when I was a child, I acted like a child. When I grew up, you know, I put away childish things because you learn. And I couldn't think of one, but then I remembered I did think of one, and they were sweet and everything they did, cook everything, and you know they was, you know, too nice and extra sensitive, openly and communicative. But I ran away from that because of all the hurt and pain that I already went through. But as I got understanding how men were, I had to understand that there was. They are sensitive creatures. Excuse me, I don't mean to say creatures, but I'm just saying.
Right,
you know,
I understand we are created, so that's what you call us. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But just like, and we had, and Michael Bazin said good when I read that book, When Men Cry in the Dark. You know what I'm saying? My brother had given me his soul, had given me a book that you need to read this. You know, and it more understanding of that sensitivity side of men, because they cry too, you know. And then Antonio Brest says something about that media. You know, that media is what we are. And Sister Bessie, that connection. And the other woman that's called before, you know, you want to be equally yoked. And that equally yoked is that 50-50, because it's 50% of something that you have that man don't have, 50% of what that man have that you don't have. And that part is where you come connected side by side, like she said, not behind, not in the front, connected.
Wow, you heard that, folks, you know what I'm saying? Equally yoked. So check this out, you know what I mean? Let us know, you know. That was heavy right there. That was paramount right there. But let all the people know, you know what I'm saying, when can we catch you? You know what I'm saying? Giving it a spill. Let us know what you got going on out here.
All right. So my name is you can find me on Facebook. My name is Nicole, Nicole Williams, and you'll see Doll Lady Laureate. Doll Lady Laureate comes from, I'm an organization of under the Lead Dolls of Faith, Queen City Dolls. I'm the president of the Charlotte, North Carolina chapter. October 15th, I'm a domestic violence advocate, political witness, you know, I'm on the Mecklenburg Council of Elders board member. I'm out in the community, Stop the Violence. And so October 15th in Charlotte, North Carolina, Elite Dolls of Faith, Queen City Dolls, my new organization, the Royal Closet Inc., will be hosting a Purple and Pearls Quintessence, Quint, Essence. And you will find the tickets on Eventbrite. It's on October 15th, Saturday, from 2 to 6. Vendors, wonderful speakers, the queen of collaboration, one of your beautiful hosts that I love. And it's because of her, I love listening to you all. Angela Thomas Smith, my founder, Cindy Doll Faye Smith, Louise, Doll Sister Diva Maxwell, Carla Wise, and Tiffany Brown from Charlotte. From Georgia, from South Carolina, from Virginia, people all overcoming.
We on the map, baby. We on the map out here. We on the map.
And a bad female DJ, all women this year. Last year I had men and women speakers. And we also had three-time Kendra Macon as a boxer. So you never know who's going to pop up and what I'm going to who's gonna have, because I ain't even posted a DJ yet. A bad female DJ. Okay. I love her. So, you know, but it's about bringing awareness to domestic violence. We're collecting $5 worth of hygiene items at the door so we can give away to the women and children for the domestic violence survivors and victims. So, you know, come on out, check us out, you know, Purple and Pearls Quintessence on Eventbrite. Tickets $15.
You heard that, people. You heard that, peoples, and I appreciate all that information, you know what I mean, because this is very well needed out here, you know what I mean, the communities, we're trying to build the bricks up and stand the sticks up, folks. But we're going to get into a track next by international internet legend, Brother O, DJ Olaf.
So serious.
Yes.
but who would ever know?
Uh-huh.
I'm fighting with the uncle, he's saying I owe, and wanna take everything out my front door. And I'm like, damn. So I look around for a hand, and inside a couple of grand. I can't pay a light bill for that, or a phone bill, better yet the rent. It won't make a dent,
uh-huh.
So it's 1.2 or jail with no option. No Johnny Cox when he in heaven with pox them. Big tell God I'm reaching,
huh?
Out here on earth, tell God I'm teaching. I know you see me, through prayer I'm blessed, there's no stress. I keep the cars, the crib, the rest. Nevertheless, like Usher Raymond, I confess it's so serious.
And the pain, the pressure, the serious.
Now it's all or nothing. Can I survive in the game that's still frontin'? Yep, I push the button. Go hard like Carmen, doing it for the people.
Huh?
I got mass appeal like Lou and Primo. Eric game dope, they said, what do he know? We don't believe you, you need more people. My fans is with me, even though a few got shifty and bounced from down south to Drizzy. I can't get mad,
uh-huh.
Cause the ones that came before me got shabbed. I can't change the past,
uh-huh.
But I can do something now. Write rhymes, go grind, get mine, I shine, it's time. Someone will recognize it,
huh.
And supersize it. So it hit the masses, the radio passes. They can kiss both my asses, I'm serious.
And the pain, the pressure, the bone, yeah. Metal.
The Reagan era. Nowadays it's all about the war on terror,
uh-huh.
And they like whatever. It forced me to walk around town with a 6-shot chrome Beretta. Yeah, we in high alert. It's orange, it's red, or it's yellow. Are we dead? Were the troops misled? It's all about the bread and people dying out there in the fight for regular unleaded. Someone in peace depressed, but that solves the problem. When times get hard, the cats start robbing. I'm ready to bargain,
uh-huh.
To save my culture. Dub hip hop, I'm the face on the poster. Whoever holds a statue in this game,
huh?
I'ma knock it down like Saddam Hussein. And Eric Sermon's my name.
Yo, you hear this, man? Yo, we live from Lagos, Nigeria, man. Y'all better dial in, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you live by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Yo, we have another caller in queue. Caller, where you calling from and who are you?
215, you hear me live and clear?
Uh-oh, who do we have?
Yeah.
Do we have a brother of mine, or do we have someone else?
Brother Iquette, Uptown Staten.
Staten Island in the building, you know what I'm saying? We have Brother Iquette, you know what I'm saying?
Uptown.
Glad to hear
Uptown.
Your voice, my brother.
No doubt, Uptown Staten Island.
I got one question, brother. Iquette, and we're going to get right down to the nitty-gritty, you know what I'm saying?
And congratulations
now,
from what I've been hearing from the other people, attributes to you as well, because I've been hearing about the album.
Oh, man, thank you, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, we out here putting our albums and all kinds of stuff, you know what I'm saying? You know, but just real quick, I just wanted to say, you know what I mean? We checking the sentimental men, and is this a danger or not? Are you a sentimental man, yes or no?
Well, I would have to say to a degree. before that happens, before they get into that, real quick, I wanted to just give, a shout to that the poem that was read by the sister earlier.
Sister Bessie, oh my God.
That's like Star Stella. That's
you
winning
that?
All awards around the whole board.
It was. And shout out to Sister Bessie, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to definitely represent when her show come up, you know what I'm saying? But hold that thought, Brother Arquette. I got another call on you, too.
And then beyond that.
What's up, real quick? Because I'm going to get this next call on, brother.
Oh, well, I thought I was going to speak. Say something.
No, it's cool. Just you know what I mean? Let me know what you got going on. Just hold that thought.
The next thing still dealing with the sister was the fact that she had mentioned Eve. You know, and how it's weak. The women are weak, you know, because of Eve. You know, that's the case because Lilith was the real story. You know, Lilith was the one who was basically like, yo, we equal in this. You know what I'm saying? Talking to Jesus for his wife. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm not a religious person, this and that, but all is still, you know, all is self.
Yeah,
all is
so
out
that's
here.
What I'm
it's
saying, because listen. Because check this out, brother. You're going to help me, Bill, get into that. We're going to get into the nitty-gritty, and we're going to get into that. But hold that thought, because we got another caller. Caller 8, you in queue. Where are you calling from, and who are we speaking with?
I'm calling from Jersey, and this is Tiana Speaks, COO of Fano Music and Di Bernardo Productions. How are you?
Hey, oh, my goodness. And we got divas in the building tonight. You hear this, folks? God damn it. let me stand in front of the freezer and get a couple ice cubes in because it's too spicy tonight. Man. You know what I'm saying? God damn it. Let me make sure I still got all my clothes on. You know what I'm saying? Woo! But what we got going on, baby doll? What we got, Sugar Dip?
So I wanted to just touch on the subject and just give my opinion on the whole thing as far as sentimental men. Well, I feel like, you know, there's nothing wrong with a man showing his emotion, his sensitive side, but there has to definitely be balance. Just like Ava said, you know, she said it before I called it, but I don't think there's anything with a man wrong with a man crying, but if he's crying about every little thing and you feel like you're dealing with a child, then there's definitely a problem. You know, I feel as though, you know, men are told too much that they have to be hard and not show emotions. And then sometimes that pent-up emotions turn into physical altercations. And I think that's possibly a lot of the reason why a lot of people end up, you know, in jail or in prison because all those pent-up emotions that they've never been able to express come out in a physical way. You know, so I think it's a lot important that men are able to be able to express themselves in a positive way, even to the woman that they love. They don't have to be emotional with everyone. But it's beautiful when they'll be able to express it with that one woman that he can go home to and trust and just let everything go, you know. And as a woman,
absolutely,
you should be there,
you know,
to be able to receive that, you know. You should be able to receive that, you know, and not make him feel less of a man because he's showing you his emotions, you know. But if he's, like I said, the line is drawn where there's like every little thing, you know, if he didn't get enough cheese on his pizza or something like that, there's a problem. That type of thing, no, is kind of unacceptable. There's a problem there. But if there's, you know, when your back is against the world as a man, whether no matter what kind of man you are, when your back is against the world as a man, you should be able to have that strong woman at home where you feel like, you know, everything that's on your back is just jumped off as soon as you hit that door and you can't wait to get home. That's how it should be. But a lot of women aren't supportive in that way, and that's why a lot of people, you know, a lot of men, you know, a lot of things happen when they're not able to express themselves, you know. That's just my take on it.
Yo, listen, let me tell you something. That was concrete, heavy evidence. You heard this. We hearing it from divas, folks, you know what I'm saying? Yo, check this out, man. That's heavy thought because we got to get these callers in. You know, next caller, you're in queue. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Angela. I'm actually calling from Union City tonight by way of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. But I just have to agree with everything that young lady just said.
Yes.
It is
Angela
so,
is
so
in the
true.
Building, y'all. Angela is in the building.
I truly agree with you, young lady. And it's so true. You know, men need to be able to express themselves, and women need to be able to accept the men for who they are. Allow those kings to be sentimental if they want to be, when in the mm-hmm. privacy of their home, because that's their castle. They should be able to be however they want to be. That should be their release. That should be where they feel comfortable, where they should be able to, you know, I'm on this panel on the Real Bravo Network, and we're talking about his image, her image, and our image. And that's one of the topics that we've been talking about. And the subject came up the other night, and we were talking about this is what we were talking about. And I thank you for this conversation on tonight, because it needs to be had. It needs to be had. Mm-hmm. So thank you so yes. much for the amazing job that you're doing over here on WBNN. Hats off to you, and congratulations on your connection, and everyone that's called in and supported tonight. It's been amazing. I've just been sitting over here enjoying this show on tonight. Thank you for all that you do.
Oh, man, thanks, Angela. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for tapping in, you know yes. what I'm saying? Because like I said, we building bricks up and standing sticks up out here. All the divas is active tonight, goddammit. Yo, but we're going to get into this last track from the international internet legend, DJ Oleski.
I'm the type of nigga you need in the clutch. Anybody disrespecting the brand they can touch. That's why we coming through, can't you tell her? Bunch of niggas working down the block like a Selma. But we spat with an automatic, just in case they act up, we fighting back. Sorry, Martin, I ain't the one starting. I'm home chilling. I gotta cook and do homework for my children. Till I'm back at it, rhyming, beat, making this dope like a habit. These cats gotta have it. The MP breakdowns, I'm beating on the tablet. I ain't letting no one breathe. Go act fabulous. Yeah. Enough's enough, the stuff y'all releasing. Had to call Method Man up to start beasting. Everybody's scared to speak up. What you afraid of? You don't wanna get beat up? Fuck it, you suck. I said it, ease up. I'm not Tyson, but it hit you or freeze up. Schwarzenegger, I got a cop lady friend who gave me a taser. Now I won't go to jail for life for killing a hater. So while I'm in the streets, I'm getting paper. Locking down the block, don't fuck around and get shot, homie. Duke, you saw, comforter. These chicks ain't loyal, my homeboy, he humping her. Fuck yeah. I'm the type of nigga you need in the clutch. Anybody disrespecting the brand, they can touch. That's why we coming through, can't you tell her? Bunch of niggas working down the block like a Selma. But we strap with an automatic, just in case they act up, we fighting back. Sorry, Martin, I ain't the one starting. I'm home chilling. I gotta cook and do homework for my children. Meth.
E, check they persona non grata. Parize in the game, one nada. I guzzle ghost slaughter. You still a 40-piece Alibaba. Corner store robber, I feel sorry for your mama, I'm a menace, a monster. Meth lab chemist with the contra, no limit. They only see murder, they ain't in it. And pop, whoa, pop 1 minute, then they mobster, we get it. Pretending when pop, orange pop, love pretending. I ain't playing the fun ending. Still not a player like Big Pun, no pun intended. We in these tenements, big gun, Second Amendment. It gives you the right to bear one, I recommend it. You timid, here's a middle finger, you finished. This other middle finger's for anybody offended. Them gimmicks, see I spot them just like a blemish. I criticize the image, cause everybody's a critic.
I'm the type of nigga you need in the clutch. Anybody disrespecting the brand, they can touch. Yo. That's why we coming through, can't you tell her? Bunch of niggas working down the block like a Selma. Yo. But we spat with an automatic, just in case they act up, we fighting back. Sorry, Martin, I ain't the one starting now. I'm home chilling, I gotta cook and do homework.
Yo. Welcome everyone to my thought. I carry the hammer like judge in court. The streets are going wild, right through the cannabis plant. And when I chant every verse, you can actually see the sound cloud. Wow, red man, you done grown up. Grown man, do grown man shit. What you expect? Rapping, drug dealing, the same thing. Your shrimp depends on your connect. I was taught well. Never wrote a verse sitting in a cell. But I'm cold with it, a little sicker in a cell. Chicks love a nigga, they tripping on a cell. And I tell them my album out, hit me with a cell. My bruh said, when I rap, talk to him. I said, cool, I might as well harpoon him. I got a gun from Xbox and all. Women and step kids, they got a duck when the step pop.
That's why I'm international, trying to turn up and get beat down. This is hip-hop, you wanna walk in my shoes? I'm like, pardon you, I got Jordans on and them a flip-flop.
I'm the type of nigga you need in the clutch. Anybody disrespecting the brand, they can touch.
Yo.
That's why I rule, we coming soon, can't you tell her? Bunch of niggas working down the block like a Selma.
Yo.
But we strap with an automatic, just in case you act up, we fighting back. Sorry, Martin, I ain't the one starting that. I'm home chilling, I gotta cook and do homework for my children.
Oh, man, yo.
We killing it, man. We killing it out here, you know what I'm saying? You hear that, brother? That's SWAT in the building.
Wu-Tang is for the children. Yo, check this out. We got another caller in queue, you know what I'm saying? Caller, who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Clav One. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia.
It's Mo Garman, y'all. This is a star. This is a star, y'all. What's up, Mo?
Congratulations on your connection record.
Spicy. Oh, well, thank you, Mo. Justin, this is heavy coming from you. You know what I'm saying? The Divas is in the building out here.
Let me ask you why I got you real quick.
You know, do you have any family members or anyone that you have dealt with in regards to being a sentimental man?
Actually, I don't. I have men in my family that are a little bit more on the abrasive side. They need to be more sensitive. I agree with Ava Holly. There needs to be a balance. And we as women shouldn't be too masculine in our relationships. We need to embrace our feminine more. That's what I think. I do have friends that are more balanced that way. Yes.
Oh, wow. So yeah, you know, cause we want to get to the bottom of this because a lot of us are confused about what should we do? How should we be? You know what I'm saying? Do y'all want us to be, you know, y'all want to hold hands and, you know, wear matching outfits? Like, you know, you know, what y'all want to do here? Y'all want to go to operas? What's up?
That depends on the relationship. That's all, like, relationship-based. Some of that's kind of really, like, kind of a high schoolish kind of thing. But the man should be in his place, and the woman should definitely be in hers. Like I said, the woman should be embracing her femininity and not really trying to be the man in the relationship, you know, calling all the shots and being in charge and, you know, doing all those things. We need to learn to listen more and be there for our men.
Oh, man. And that's paramount. You know what I mean? Tremendous amount of information, very virtuous for us men. You know what I'm saying? When can we hear from you? When are we going to hear from you? What's next?
You hear from me on this Friday, September the 9th, Breaking the Silence with Mo Garman.
All right, you heard that, folks. Mo in the building, you know what I'm saying? So check this out. I got my special guest still in the building. I got Antonia Bass and I have Amina Thompson. Ladies, are you still around? Antonia, any final thoughts on what we got going on this evening? And then there's Amina. Any final thoughts, ladies?
You want me to go first, or?
Yeah, sure, please.
Well, what I think you're trying to get out of the whole matter is how do women perceive men? Do they feel as though they're taking charge too much, or do they feel as though they lack the qualities it takes to lead the children? You know, you may think children don't need a representative or some degree of leadership, but I think that children, they look for the strength in a man, and they report that back to their parents. And when they see that strength in a man, and they can speak positively of him because they also see a loving side of him also, it brings harmony to the home. You know, being a representative as a man does not have any negative things that go along with life that the children have to sit there and hope that they can be able to help bring harmony, you know, between him and his wife, or if there's no children involved, if it's just between him and her, you know, it sort of brings an understanding that you can be loved and you can be strong at the same time. So with that being said, I won't elaborate anymore. I think that might do it.
Okay, yo, listen, that was heavy, man. All of this information, again, we building bricks up, y'all, you know what I'm saying? So that was another, that was heavy. That was a line of bricks right there. You dig it? You know what I'm saying? Amina, she said what? Thompson, any last final thoughts, you know what I'm saying? Let's have it, please. Give it to him.
No, I'm just glad everything going right for you and the masterclass October 1st, 2022.
Let us know where this masterclass is going to be. Let the people know what's going on here, and give them a few recipes, maybe three of them. Give them three recipes.
They can virtually on a. Only thing we have available is virtual. I don't know if you have any tickets available, but virtually on Eventbrite365.eventbrite.com, you can get the tickets $29.95 if you choose to, and I don't know. I just think that people, everybody got their own choice in what kind of man they want. Some women like strong men. Some women like weak men. It depends on what you want as a woman. That's all. Like men, some men like aggressive women. Some like real timid and soft-spoken and can you walk over them. So it's your decision on what kind of man and woman you want, whether it's weak or they strong. It's your decision.
All right, so there you had it. You know what I'm saying? We had a few thoughts of my guests, you know what I'm saying? And right now we can get to... You know, in Ngozi time.
The only MCs I've been compared to earth because I'm real.
I was on these wheels of steel tonight, man, because that's what I do, you know what I'm saying? Thanks to Eric Sullivan and all the people out there that, you know, do their thing on a constant basis. Now, of course, I want to thank Clav One for his outstanding, groundbreaking performance tonight and for all of the historic annals of this great storied network that is WBNN. Congratulations to him on his third all-time connection record as a new host. Never lost. 3-0, y'all. Okay, with the Darlene Lawrence Championship. So proud. And now, to our commissioner, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. And then we get right back to Mr. Flat One for his final thoughts. How about this ad?
All right. Again, Flat One, congratulations on your third all-time connection record. And I'm so proud of you. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Ola Dele Melewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight, oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mother's and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Melewe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And stay tuned for the Coach's Corner with Derek Gibson tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, right here on WBNN, or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. Stay tuned. Now back to Clav One.
Yeah, y'all. So check this out, man. We're going to wrap this up because, you know, I'm going to check this out. If this is helps, final steps to improve these things, you know what I mean? You, first, fellas, get some proper exercise, man. Manly joints, you know what I mean? Do some push-ups, man. Get some weights, man. Get in the mirror, man. Find some muscles or something. You know what I mean? You know, witness more real-life action. You know, some intensity. You know what I mean? Some sports. Some aggressiveness, you know what I mean? You know, slap box your wife or something. Man, I don't know. You know what I mean? Boom. You know, or watch some action films. Watch some Rambo, some Die Hard, The Expendables. You know what I'm saying? You can't be watching Will and Grace, Loving Hip Hop, real life Housewives and all that in North Philly and all of that 600-pound life, home renovation shows and all this kind of stuff, man. I mean, if you could get into that, go ahead, man. But, like, yo, watch some boxing, man. Watch some UFC. Watch some football. Play rough with your siblings or something. Play rough with your offspring, your relatives, your friends. Like, again, slap box your grandfather. Slap box your nephews. You see what I'm saying? But, yo, check this out. You know, that was the Slick Rick jewelry for the night, the Eric B. and Rakim change for the night. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can rock that truck jewelry. And for all the women, you know what I'm saying, that's Gucci, Louis, and Fendi bags for y'all, you know what I'm saying, and Chloe glasses. You know what I mean? So, boom. You know, we're going to sign out on that one. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. We out here to build the bricks up and stand the sticks up. Check your satellites.